It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
The calendar turns to April this weekend, and Shadron State is in full-on spring sports mode, heading into the final 6 weeks of the semester. Eagles softball heads to New Mexico Highlands for a series that is full of playoff implications Saturday and Sunday. The Eagles are coming off their biggest series win in years, 3-1 over Colorado Mesa, which has the team one spot out of the current playoff bracket. The Eagles are seventh with 9 conference wins. That's the same amount of victories as sixth-place Fort Lewis in the final playoff spot, but the Skyhawks have 2 fewer losses overall, so they're just percentage points ahead. Highlands, meanwhile, was the last team in during last week's series, but the Cowgirls have slipped behind CSC into 8th place. That makes this weekend's 4-game set in Las Vegas really meaningful for both schools. CSC freshman pitcher Delaney Farnsworth is 3rd in the RMAC with 95 strikeouts, while Torrey Haug is 6th with 70. The staff limited Mesa, which came in with a top offense in the league, to just 11 runs in the 4 games last week, and the Eagles are trying to build off that success to help their offense that is improving but still last in hitting among the 12 schools. After Haug's victory over Mesa, she talked about how strong her teammate is in the pitching circle and the duo as a staff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Delaney is an amazing teammate. I cannot be more blessed with standing by somebody as good as Delaney. I think that we work very well together. We throw different pitches, different times, very effective.
Scotts Bluff High School alum and CSC freshman Brady Lockimer had a huge Mesa series. It included a 4-for-5 day over the 2 games with a 2-run double. She told us her approach to helping the staff out.
My pitchers have been throwing great games and we haven't been able to back them up, and I just thought that today was the day that we need to keep producing, score runs, help them out. And that was my mindset. That was my approach.
CSC softball games are Saturday and Sunday before the Eagles come home. Easter week against Adams State, April 6th and 7th. Spring football practices are happening at Elliott Field, and the 2023 fall schedule was officially released for fans today. RMAC teams come out of Shadron this fall are Western Colorado, Fort Lewis, CSU Pueblo, and South Dakota Mines. Shadron State will play on the road at Black Hills State, Colorado Mines, Adams State, New Mexico Highlands, and over in Grand Junction at Colorado Mesa. The season will kick off with a Thursday night game in Illinois against Quincy University August 31st, and the CSE home opener noon on September 9th against Augustana from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. If you take a walk through town, you'll see some areas beginning to green up in between the snowstorms that don't really ever seem to stop this winter around here. But it is nice to get a taste of warmer weather and the feeling of golf season. The CSU women's golf team is in Goodyear, Arizona for the RJGA Palm Valley Classic. It's being hosted by Western New Mexico Friday and Saturday, and it's a deep field with 23 schools. That is this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in next week as we bring you back in focus inside the teams throughout the spring semester with notes, interviews, comments, and more. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.